This is Brock and Salk's Blue 88.
Blue 88! Blue 88!
We take you to the field as Brock Huard breaks down three football questions as only he can.
Now here's your hosts, Brock Huard and Mike Salk.
Last week, you told us about two linebackers, Tyrell Dodson and Jerome Baker. Dodson signed on Thursday. Baker signed a couple days later. So now the Seahawks have their linebacker room, at least the beginnings of it, set.
Yeah.
How will this group be different or similar to what we saw the last few years with Bobby and Jordan Brooks, et cetera?
Yeah, it will be different to your eye, just the size. I mean, Bobby was a 250-pound, just, you know, big thumper. When old Justin Bard saw him throw out that first pitch, he marveled at that just absolute girth and calves and size and shoulders and all of it. And he was a big dude. And even Brooks was, what, 235? I think he even got up to about 240. So they were a little bit bigger. These two, in many ways, Salk, are outside, like, will linebackers. And that's what I'm kind of curious to see, if they add a little bit of thump. And there are a couple in this draft, and including the kid Colson, Junior Colson out of Michigan. So first and foremost, just what your eye will see before we get to any of the metrics and any of the play, your eye is going to see a couple guys that are just a little bit smaller, that 230 frame, that 225 frame, both guys that run in the 4.5s and don't have an immense amount of wear and tear. Dodson been able to stay really healthy. Baker had an MCL early, but largely has been super productive. Banged up, I guess, a little with that last year, but super healthy, super young, a little bit lighter, and really run. From a play standpoint, what will jump out to your boy right here more than anything is, oh my gosh, we can actually cover up some people at the second level. We don't have these massive voids of space that it feels like everybody is running into, finding receptions in, and we can cover some of these things down. They call it cover down. You got to cover down. You got to, you know, drop into your hook zone, but then have a quickness and a spatial awareness and a speed and just a football acumen to cover that thing. And I think that's what PFF saw as much as anything when they rated these two guys number 3 and number 18 in the league. Remember, 64 starting linebackers, inside backers, so they were 3 and 18. That's pretty good. Bobby and Jordan last year were number 49 and number 50 in those rankings. Mm-hmm. So that, from a metric standpoint, play standpoint, should jump out really quickly. What they're asked to do schematically, I also can't wait to see, because there will be more pattern reading. There will be more match reading. There will be, I think, a little more man coverage with those guys, because certainly Dodson can run. But keep an eye on the thumper, man. They still need some size and some bulk at that position in the draft. Has a few of them, not loaded with a ton of them, but has a few of them that may be available there in the second, third round.
All right, question number 2. If they want to take care of that or any of their other needs, still probably at guard, is there anything left in free agency and anything left in their coffers?
Yeah, I don't have names yet, Salk, but there could be a guard center still available. And there could be a little money in that kitty still left in their free agent, in their free agent stash. But they have, and you start to add up lots of these deals, Salk, they have spent some of their allotment. You know, between obviously the linebackers and Sam and George Fant and the safety and, yeah, Jenkins, and they've spent a little bit of money in the tight end. So, I don't think there is a ton left. I don't think it is a mega major name or anything like that. Could there be a trade available? Absolutely. There's always trades available. So whether it's a free agent guard or maybe trading for a guard, they really like Salk. There's that possibility, but that would be kind of the one position, an interior offensive lineman, a guard center. Is there still some need there on the roster? Absolutely. Are there still some pieces out there via trade or free agency? Yes. So I'll work that a little bit this week, and we'll see if we can get you a name or two to keep an eye on, but that would be the one position that I think still, and remember, they start a little bit earlier. Unlike in the past, where we've never had a new coach, April 1st will be the starting date. So we're just a couple weeks away from those guys starting phase one of the program. And
crazy.
You sure like to see, yeah, everybody kind of get involved, so they should be able to hit the field a little bit earlier. So everything kind of sped up as far as the offseason goes. It was sped up with the firing and all these moves. But then the offseason gets going a little bit faster here. April 1st, we'll see a whole bunch of these guys on campus there in Renton.
Just a couple of weeks. All right, question number 3. I am going to talk to one of the beat writers in Pittsburgh at 9:30 this morning, Brock, because I got to know, How's this going to work, man?
Oh, boy.
How are Russ and Justin Fields going to work in Pittsburgh?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Do we know yet who has Hard Knocks? I don't think because they made the playoffs. They probably have no shot at it, and they've done it in the past, I think. So it would be, golly, that would be some fun Hard Knocks to watch. How is it going to work out? Well, you know how it's going to work out. Initially, they're going to be the best of buds. And they're going to, you know, and Russell's already tweeted them, and it's all going to be great. It's going to be terrific. And Russ's going to get to help a young guy out and a playmaker and a baller. I already listened to Russ's press conference. Did you listen to it in Pittsburgh?
No.
No. He's already dropping, like, and it's beautiful because he starts on a few names, right? And then he just got to keep going on names.
Right.
Right. If I mention one or two, now I've got to mention Jordan. I've got to mention Freiberuth. And I got to mention Cam Haber. Oh, and of course, Mr. Watt. Like, oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So, yeah, I think Justin may. I know that he had a little bit of challenge of being the guy and handling all the press and all the expectations of a top 11 pick and everything else. But I think behind the scenes, he's going to get tired of Russ. And I don't know how long that will take. I don't know if that will be OTAs. I don't know if Russ is going to get the whole gang together in L.A. and invite him to be a part of it. But it will be some must-see TV, reality TV, no question about it.
How do you think it goes? All right, that's Blue 88.